it's time to move on to our first feature of the day. So this is the procrastination corner, because we are idiots and can't seem to do our coursework without procrastinating.
Because we're students. What more can we say?
Yeah, we're primed for this. So this one's on you, Jack, because you introduced me to this service.
I did.
It's a new social media platform, if you can call it.
No, I reckon you can call it that.
Yeah, it's a social media platform. It's like Twitter, but completely anonymous, and it's all location based. So you see all the yaks in the area. So the app is called Yik Yak. I think the name kind of gives it away what it's all about. So I think it was when did we see it this year? Our former co-host.
Sunday night.
It was Saturday afternoon. No, it was Saturday.
You're right. Saturday afternoon. You're right.
Yeah, don't throw me off. So we downloaded it while we were in the anchor. So I got it on my phone. This is me just criticising it right now. So when I downloaded the app, it tried to find my location. So I said, you can use my location services. That's not a problem. It then proceeded to not find my location. So I cancelled it. And then it somehow found my location. And then gave me the message, "You appear to be using this too close to a school. Yik Yak is for adults only." Thank you, Yik Yak, for being concerning. So after I got through all that, that sounded funnier when we were trying to use it than...
Do you know what, mate? Yeah. At the time, I was like,
Matt could be a paedophile. They could have registered your phone number, they could have registered your IP address, they could have registered your local location. As soon as you click onto Yik Yak... Oh, sorry. Far too near a school. The fact is, the things you see on Yik Yak are ridiculous. Like, I will give you the top one on my Yik Yak currently. 300... Right, this is not me. This is not the show. This is something we found on social media.
AKA Yik Yak.
Yeah, we mean no offense by this.
We are just regurgitating what's on Yik Yak.
Yeah, precisely. But it says 300 migrants are missing in the Mediterranean Sea. ... Result. See, the things you get on Yik Yak, right, are nothing compared to how you actually feel.
Yeah. So just going through ones I found locally on Yik Yak. This one at the time had 12 upvotes, so you can upvote them or downvote them. This one says, "Doesn't check grades. Doesn't check bank account. Pretends everything is okay."
It's like that picture of the dog in a burning room. It's like, this is pretty much college thing. This is okay.
This one at 18 upvotes. "Who needs Prince Charming when you have the Domino's delivery man?"
I've got a good one. Hang on. I had a good one. It was one of my African American friends came up to me and said, "Oh, is there a coloured printer around here?"
Yeah.
And I turned to him and said, "I know it's the University of Bristol, but I'm pretty sure you can use whatever printer you want. It's 2015. Like, you're fine." That was a good one. I put up one yesterday saying, I've got 1,500 words to write today. Right brain, kick all the GTA cheat codes out of your head and let's get some knowledge up in this such and such.
I might have downvoted that one.
You downvoted it? I should hurt you.
Right, other ones I found on Yik Yak. So there's some stupid ones on there. Like, check out Daft Punk's new song, Get Lucky. Gonna be the tune of the summer, that. That song was released 2 years ago. Try again.
I'm not ready for adulthood. I don't even know if I like olives yet.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's got 30 upvotes.
Currently, it's at 72.
Oh, blimey, that's going up high. This one. "Who needs motion and drugs when you have the teller and a spoon?"
I saw that one. That is a nice one.
Life goal. "Being able to trust myself to wake up after setting just one alarm time."
"One of the most useful skills I've learned at uni is getting through an entire loaf of bread before expiry."
Right, this is a good one.
I actually managed to get upvoted on a reply I had.
Oh yeah,
because somebody posted saying, "Having a popular yak is one of the best things that's happened to me recently. I need things to pick up." I responded with, "Everything will be all right in the end. If it's not all right, it's not yet the end." Which is a line from the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, but it's a line everybody should live their life by because it's nice. Fucking amazing.
Right.
Sorry,
final one for now. You kind of missed the.
Yeah, sorry, I missed the centrebeat. You should have been on the button.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is the last one I've got now. This was when I was located near the anchor, so... I know, this was when I was in the centre, so it would have caught some of the UAB felt. No. No, it was when I was in the anchor, so it would have caught some of the UE fault. It basically says UOB. Enough said.